Hello and welcome to An Image is Worth a Thousand Words. My name is Rob, and don't forget to check out the rest of my blog posts on my website at robhextall.com.
Hello, I've just been editing this photo of a beech tree leaf, and I've sharpened the center of the picture where you can see that berry or nut or seed growing on the leaf. Incredible. This photograph was taken in June, and I've increased the blur around the edges and increased the saturation of that little berry so that the red, that color, really pops and really attracts our attention to the center of the picture. I think it looks quite nice like that, okay? I'm quite happy. Oh, hello. God, it's Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders pops up everywhere in my photographs. He seems to have some kind of superpower. I mean, look, there's even shadow there, so it must be a real photograph. It must be him. It's not fake. No, of course not. And before we move on to the question and this week's article, here are a few pics from the king of photo manipulation, James Fidman. And here is this week's question. When does editing a photo become manipulation? Before you start, check that you understand this vocabulary. Pause the video to make sure that you understand everything. This week's image is a mix of two photos, one taken by me on one of my weekly walks and the other shot by the photojournalist Brendan Smirlowski. His snap of the elderly Senator Bernie Sanders sitting outside in the freezing cold sporting hand-knitted mittens during the inauguration of Joe Biden in January 2021 was widely distributed by news agencies in the days following the ceremony. But when somebody stripped away the background and shared the PNG file online, it became a viral sensation, appearing in memes and merchandising all over the planet. The image I created for this article is an example of both editing and manipulation. I edited the original photo of a leaf on a beech tree on my iPad using the popular app Snapseed. Firstly, I cropped the image before removing some blemishes that had appeared because of dust particles on my sensor. I then sharpened the image and added an effect that increased the focus in the center while blurring the rest of the picture. After that, I increased the saturation of the whole image a little and applied the brush tool to the small berry that was growing on the leaf to give it even more color and make it pop. Finally, I added a vignette that darkened the edges to draw even more attention to the more brightly lit center. All this editing is standard practice, and it is how photographers achieve those dramatic, attention-grabbing photos that we all admire. Then came the manipulation. I wanted to make my own humorous version of the Bernie Sanders meme, so I downloaded the image. Smirlowski has never sought compensation for the widespread use of the edited image in memes, and pasted it onto my photo as an extra layer. I actually use a very simple application to do this. In fact, I hardly ever use the Photoshop alternative I have for this type of thing. I resized it and tilted it a little. The final touch, after exporting the image, was to open it up in Snapseed again and use the exposure brush to add some shadow that would have been cast by Bernie's chair and body and a little extra light on his left arm and shoulder. Voila! Bernie on a leaf. Like a pixie in the woods. It's real, honest. look at the shadow and light. All this is harmless fun, but when does image editing become manipulation and what damage can it do? Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, is currently in the news after admitting on Instagram that she had edited a picture of her family that was posted to celebrate Mother's Day. Conspiracy theorists had her field day, and it led to all sorts of speculation about the princess's health. Let's look at some other examples. In 1982, National Geographic magazine altered a photo of the Egyptian pyramids to fit the cover layout, which led to accusations of unethical manipulation and a debate about the authenticity of documentary photography. In 2003, GQ magazine digitally added more cleavage to Kate Winslet on its cover, without her consent, leading to criticism and debates about the objectification of women in media. In 2009, Vogue magazine edited a photo of LeBron James and Gisele Bündchen to make James appear more dominant and Bündchen more submissive, leading to criticism of perpetuating racial and gender stereotypes. These cases might pale into insignificance in the future as we enter into the world of deep fakes. Will we be able to tell the difference between reality and well-crafted simulations? If we have adequate tools, perhaps we will. Media companies already use sophisticated image forensic tools to spot where photos have been manipulated. Let's hope that they will be sufficient to not only protect individuals' reputations and privacy, but also to avoid increased political agitation and unnecessary conflict and war. Let's chat about the picture and those ideas. Number one, describe the picture in as much detail as possible. What is Bernie Sanders thinking? Number two, describe some memes you have seen recently. After seeing memes, do you share them with others? Number three, do you edit your photos much? For example, selfies or holiday snaps? If so, why and how? If not, why not? Number four, do you believe stereotypes can be reinforced or even amplified by images published in the media? Number five, how could deepfake creation tools affect political debate, elections, and public trust in the media? And here's a quick activity for you. Choose a photo you have taken recently that you don't think is very good or is unflattering. Think about how you would like to improve it. Try to make those changes and describe the process. Thank you for watching. I hope this was useful. Have a great day, a great week, and an absolutely fabulous weekend. Bye. I really need to sell one or two of these lenses. I have way too many.